Kovus Tamazayin. Omer Afuna. Not that. Li Ashosa Tilsa. Somebody has a sickness that comes every 3 days. It comes, then it goes away, comes back every third day. What's the Esa? The Esa, Leise Shiva Siluyoi. Let him take seven Rashi Anofim Ketubit Gisa Anofim Ketanim, three small branches, Mishiva Dikli, from seven different palm trees. Vishiva Tzivi, and seven Trashi Ksomim, chips of wood, Mishiva Kshuri, from seven beams. Vishiva Sichi, and seven Trashi Seder, seven pegs, Mishiva Kshuri, from seven different bridges. Vishiva Ktimi, and seven like piles of dust, of ashes, Mishiva Tanuri, from seven different ovens. Vishiva Afri, and seven pieces of offer of dirt, Mishiva Sanri, from seven different door hole posts. Rashi says, Zayin Sinri, Tzinner HaDelis, Chur HaAskupo, Shitzir HaDelis Saibaboy. That's like the poor door post where it stays on the bottom in its hole. So take seven pieces of dust from seven different door posts. Vishiva Kufri, and take seven different, from seven different pieces of tar, Mishiva Arvi, from seven different boats. Like Rashi says, Kufri Zephes, Shezeptina Svinis, that they tar up the boats with. Arvi Svinis, Vishiva Buni, and seven Rashi's handfuls of Kimoni from Kimon, that's a synonym, Vishiva Bini, and take seven hairs, Midikno de Kalbasaba, from an old dog. He takes seven hairs from the beard of an old dog, v'litzarinu, tie them up, v'chalolo devet zavoro, in your collar, in the neck, v'nira brakta, in a white string, strike cord. That's what you do. If you have the sickness, this is the eitzah type of refuah. In the lamaisa, these refuahs are not bodied to the hope is mine there, they say, could be as nishtana teva. Now these type of refuahs are not mamash a medicine you take, like what we had before, there's such an inyan of an ayin ra, of a dibur, that when a person says things, could to wife. Here also, if you have a sickness, if you do certain things, or well, since you say certain things to the sickness, the illness, that will take away the illness. Omer Rabbi Yechonin. Liyashtot smirto zotrashi that choyli shemechamames v'kadeches as a guf. You have a sickness that heats up your body, you have high temperature. Is what's the aid to get better? Lishko sakino de kulu parasolo, take a knife that has all over metal, it's a metal knife, for lezo lehecho diiko vardino, and go to a place where they have a snare that trash him into a thorn bush, for likta be nirabrok, and tie onto it this white thread, white cord, yoy mekama the first day, lichrog be porto, make a little indention, like a little snack, scratch on this thorn bush. Valeim and say the posig vayero malach Hashem elov. The moch of the second day lichrik beprut also scratch a little bit on the thorn bush. Valeim and say vayeme moishe and the posig says vayeme moishe asurino vayero. I'll go turn and see what's doing. The moch of the third day lichrik beprut again scratch a little bit in this thorn bush. Valeim vayar Hashem kisar liris, like he went away to kisar. So that's the moshe here also. I could tell him the choyle sar go away from us. Omalei zatimor omalei rabacha braid the rovel rabashi. For leima is just chur should say a better posik than this inyan. For yoima the posik says al tikruv haloim, don't come near. Because that's what you should tell this chel of the sickness, don't come near to me. Shrashi shlo yikruv zeha chel yelov. Elo the pshat like this. Yoima kama the first day leima vayero malach Hashem elov. This vayoima moishe and the posik leima moishe. Ulamocha the second day say leima vayar Hashem kisal liros. Well, the third day, we yemer Hashem atikruv haloim. Don't come near. This is the pasuk you three psukim should say. V'chi pasuk lay, when you finish saying these three psukim, listen say like bend down the bush. V'lif sek v'lay mahochi and say another thing to it. Hasne hasne, you should know you thorn bush. Lav mishum digvias mikol ilonei ashrei hakadosh baruch hu shchinti yoloch. Not because you snare is a big bush. That's why Hashem put his shchin upon you. It's the Meister by Moshe Rabbeinu with the snare, with the fire. That was the Shechina upon the snare. So the Shechina didn't come because you're a big bush. Ela mishum de meiches mikol iloni. If I care it, you're the smallest bush. You're Shvelo. Rashi says, Rashi, leisev listike somak lekarka, pull it down near the karkon. Leisve yashba, bring it down. De meiches shata Shvelo. You're very small, a low bush. Ashrei kutshabrichu shchimtiloch. That's why Hashem put a shchin upon you. The same way you saw the fire of the Hanani Mishov Azayah, the Yariktim in Kadmu, and you went away from it. Cain, the same thing. Look at the sickness, the fever that I have. And go away from me. This is the lacha you should say to this chalab you have of a high temperature. Vital the symptoms of the Gemara Rashi, that means the shchin. Somebody has boils on his body, what's the aid to get better? Le mahochi, baz beziyom, means we should chop you up. Mas messiah should be healed up. Kas kisayos, like cut off. Shalei lovi amaloi, these are the two ilon malachai, these are two malachim. The ishtalchum in Yarodis doim, they were sent from the Eretz doim. Uli asio, to heal. Shchino ukiven. Shchino means the shchino ukiven if you have pains. Bozach, bezich, bezbazach, mis masich, kemoin, kemecho, enecho, beinecho. Be isroch, becho, zarech, ki kolot. Ukepredo, de loy poro, v'loy rovio. Kach, the same thing, loy tifra, v'loy tirba. You should. Begufo, de pluni, ba plunisa. These are the things that you should say to this shchin that you have. There were bizoch, bizoch, Rashi said that means Shemus Hamlochim Hashem Shekurim Mismasu Zachach Loisim Blaz Loshim Bizo. These are different names of the Malochim. He said, Mi'arad, this stems at Rashi, Kachu Alachish. This is the way you're supposed to say it. Veloi Mizdoimbo. Not that really the Malochim came from Zdoim, but just as the Lachash, like the words you should say to get yourself better. Bizach bezoich Rashi ain loy mashmoyes lakach olachish, doesn't really mean anything. Just this is the lachish that you should say. Enecho boch means barecho bechorsh leitadim yese. Don't get redder than you are. Esrecho boch shleitarchim. Don't come wider. He called it shenikled zaro b'shriri bitni shleyelit. So somebody can't have children. And also, it should be like a parrot, like a mule, the leipor of a lovro, that can't have children. And the same thing, you shchin, you burl upon me, don't spread out on me. Vital kippah, somebody has the sickness of kippah, zatrashes ababuas. Somebody has a lot of blisters on him. Another pshat is rashes loshen rabbeisai, the kippah, the misha, kafei, a shade. If a shade came into him. So what's the answer to get better? Leimahoch, let him say this. Cherev shlufa, there's a stretched out sword. The kaleya natushan, stretched out sling. Loi ishmei yoichva, your name is not yoichva. Choylin makoivim, whoever is sick and has pains, that's what you should say. Rashle mochi lachesh bamu, these are stam adiba, stam words to say. Lishayda, somebody has an emissary shade inside him. However, he's afraid to shade them or hurt him with masakim. What does he say to get rid of them? Le mochi, heves. The pokik. You should be stuffed up. Have it littered, you should be cursed. Tovor, broken. Or Meshumas, Puntashamtoi. Baratino, that's we call you. Baratome, the son of a Tome. Baratino, Kisham, Gaz, Marigas, Fiestemio. These are things you say. These are the Lachash. Drashi, Avilachash, Tit, Tovor, Meshumas. Mekulu, you should be cursed. Venishpa, broken. Mishumas, yeshed zesh. Shmoi batina batina. That's the name of the shade. That's what you should be. But the shade of the Beis Hakisi, somebody meets up with the shade from the Beis Hakisi, is a trashim hezek leimalachazin. If the shade from the Beis Hakisi hurt you, was mazig you, this is what you should say. Leimahochi, akakafi diari. Trashi beroi shari zocher. Should be on the head of a male lion. The Yehusa de Guriusa. Rashi means of a chaitim, the nose Levi in the cave of a lady lion. Ashkechtinu lisheda, I meet up with the shade, Bar Shirika Panda. The Misra de Karsa, in the, these Rashi, Kach Shumay, Mish de Karte Chafte, Biarugas Karshin of Altif, is in the Narugas, the lions of Karsha, when I make these beans, if out of I throw you down. A chafte beluya de chamra, I like hit you with the beluya, with the lechi, with the jawbone, the chamra of a donkey. Chatrisa, I hit him. Trashi belechi achamor, el kitif. But Mishnah says, Ubnei malochim bezagin. Ubnei malochim allowed to walk out with bells on Shabbos. Habada, providing that the bell is stuffed up, that doesn't make any noise. because if it make noise about it, it's also to use a kli shear on Shabbos. But b'nei melachim could walk out because they're used to walking out even in the weekday. So Mishnah says, who then anybody could do it. So the Marman Tan, who's the Tan holds anybody could walk out. Rabbi Shimon he. The Yama Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim heim. That even though really only the rich people are usually aware of this bell, so the chur of the kasher is for a poor man, we should be afraid. Maybe he'll be embarrassed and take it off and walk with Rabbi Shusravim. No, the Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon that holds any yid is considered b'nei melachim, a chash of a person that's right to wear anything that b'nei melachim wear. Shrashi man tana diktoni v'chol odem afilu onish of Yisrael. So even a nonish of Yisrael could wear these things, and we're not going to be afraid that maybe he'll take it off because he'll be embarrassed. Is Reb Shimon perish manish rotzim b'nei melachim hilkach loni nami chaziyim. For loy genus today, it's not a genus for him. Let's chazoy kiura. He'll look like a big shirt right now, but Sholof will take it off. Ninami demigo dechidishu Sholof amachvoy. He'll take it off. No, we're not afraid of that. That more ravram another teretz. The orig we're talking about this veil is orig is woven into your jacket. Over the riakol, mele goes according to everybody. He's talking shash of a veil is. That maybe you'll take it off, either because you'll be embarrassed with it, or else you want to show off with it, take it off to show other people. We're talking about a bell that's a tachshit for you, so really it's mutter to wear it. Just we're afraid you'll take it off. But in the case where it's orig, where it's woven into your begid, it's tight in your begid, there we're not afraid you'll take it off for shusarabim, therefore it's mutter to go out with it. And no one did anybody let it go out with it. The Ma'aseh is brought down halacha also. Now anything that's a derech to wear, like attached to your begad, even in the weekday, you're allowed to go out with that on Shabbos also, providing it's woven into the begad. The moshe, if it would be a steger to have your handkerchief in your jacket, the moshe to have these fancy handkerchiefs that's a tachshit for the jacket, so if it would be sewn into your jacket, it'd be mutter to go out with it on Shabbos that way, because it's a derech in the weekday to walk out with a handkerchief in your pocket. Out the tachshit, Shabbat. But something you're not ruggled to do in the middle of the weekday won't help you now be frightened for Shabbos. You weave it into your beggar and walk out with it. And about this book called the Masa, it's not called bottle to the beggar. So at the Mishnah, Yoitzin Bebeitza Sahagel. Somebody could go out on Shabbos wearing the egg of a grasshopper. This is also different type of remedies they did for refuah to heal them. We'll see in the Gemara which refuah. Or Vishain Shua. Who didn't go out with the tooth of a fox? Over mesamer min hatzolof. That means the nail of somebody was crucified. Somebody was hanging on the stick. You want to take off the nail that it was hanging on. Mishum refu. If you do it mishum refu, it's muta divra rameya. Vechachomim oisrim af bechil. Chachomim say, no, you can't do these things even in the middle of the weekday. Mishum daki hamari. That this is a goyish thing that the goyim do. It's called daki hamari. It's also for you to do it. Like Rashi says, daki hamari. Nechishu. This is like a nechish means a minig of the goyim. Ulchsir, the pasuk says, that hultesayim oisilechu. Don't go in the chukas hagoyim. So that's the machlokes, may hold this mutter, chom hold this also. So the Gemara, Yoytzim Beitzah Sachado, somebody goes out with the egg of a grasshopper. Why? The Avdi L'Shichla. People do it for sickness, the trash, the koi, voizim. If you have an ear egg, V'Tolim B'Yosna, and Y'Toleya, you hang this egg in your ear, it's Merapa, your ear. Or V'Shein Shalshul. So the Gemara, the Avdi L'Shinta. People do it for sleep. What does that mean? T'Chayo, if you take it out of a live fox, the tooth, L'Man D'Nayim. Somebody that wants to go to sleep. The Misa, you take the tooth out of a dead fox, Lamandaloy 9. Almost somebody can't sleep, and he wants to take this to be able to fall asleep. Then you take it out of a dead fox and use his tooth. Trash the Shinsa, Yesh, Shasta Kadesh Yishin. Some people do this to fall asleep. Yesh Kadesh Lo Yishin. Some people do it if I can't, not to fall asleep. Is the Chai, Yishol Shain Shua Chai. If the fox is a live fox, that's good to put you to sleep. Mashaking from dead one, that's good to wake you up. The chaya is good for the man, the nine ones want to go to sleep, and the misa of the man, the dog, can't fall asleep. Right, the mesame minat solah, the avdi le tirfo, it heals up tirfo, zakrashi, nafach, means you have a swelling in your body, a swelling. Maki the chol pras le tirfo, hoi maso tirfo, it's refuah for tirfo for swelling. So the Gemara mishum refuah divra remeya, that remeya is mati vidu mishum refuah. Avaye verovot yamri tavayu. Anything you do, the shame refuah to get yourself better, there's no issue of darkei hamayri in it. If you're not doing it for the sake of a refuah, then any modern zach you do is yesh by mishum darkei hamayri. There'll be an issue not to do what the goyim do. For a tanya, we're not going to braisa. Elon, you may have a very strong tree. This tree is so strong, gives off nice big pears, and the pears fall off before it's ripe. It's no good. It is soikroi visikra. Make a red mark on the tree. And put a lot of stones on top of the, like the, near the bark of the tree. We understand why you put a lot of stones by the bottom of the tree. You don't want the tree to be so strong, so now the pears won't be so strong to fall off beforehand. So you're weakening the tree a little bit. What's this inyan? You want to put some red paint on the tree? The chur that's a modern zach that the goyim do. This should be also. There's no refuah involved here. Is my refuah covered? What kind of refuah are you doing? And the Gemara, yes, ki heicha d'lischaza yinshi. We want people to see this tree. You make a simon on this tree that something's wrong with the tree, so people will know to come to daven for you. People should come and daven for you. Kidatanya, like learned in a braisa. The pasuk says by mitzvah of a tamei tamei yikra. He should be called a tamei person. What does that mean? Tzorach lohidia tzar v'lerabim. The person's in tzar, he has to tell people about the tzar. Why? The rabbim yivakshol of rachmim. The rabbim should go daven for him to heal him better, get him better. So the mile of telling people your tzar, the people should daven for you. Omer Ravina, the same thing. Kaman talina kufsa bediklu. Who do we, how, Lord, which man the yomer do we hang up? If you have a bare deckle, bare palm tree, you want to tell people that it's bare, so you hang up a cluster of dates there. Kihai tan like our tan, if something's wrong with the tree, you could be modiyah to the rabbin that they'll be mispalo for you. Zdrashid leschazi yinshil esim naavle. People do it for simin. The people should know this tree is like falling, its pears fall off before they're ripe. Tomei, you ask me, oime, tomei, rochak milai. Mitzvah himself has to say, I'm tomei, go away from me. Koyvsoi eshkol tomorrow, take a bunch, a cluster of dates. Vesimenu, shemishaya peroisa, the simen that this tree is losing its peroisa, so people know this tire, and they come to daven for you that the tree should get better. It's also called Mishum Dak, it's also called Mishum Rifu. So the Gemara, Tona, Bepirka, Amaroi, Kai Medwe, Bechia, Barad. So Tana was saying over Alochis that we learned about the sister of Dak, Yamori. Rashi said, Bepirka, Yamori means the Perik Echod, Shishnu Yibote, Seth, and Seth, the Shabbos, Bilchas, Dak, Yamori. One Perik in the Seth that talks about the Alochas of Dak, Yamori. So what they say over? Omalei, kulo is behu mishrim daki yamuri. It's all these things before what you say, type of sickness, refuah that you do, he old is not called a refuah, and they have the is mishrim daki yamuri. Levar mahani, chutz from one thing which is a good refuah. Mishieshle etzem migraine, somebody has a bone stuck in his throat, is he's choking on it. Maybe miyosimin, he should bring pashin oisimin, means bring another bone from the same thing, if it's from meat or from a fish. Some say some of them really means oisamon, could even be the plate that you ate it from. It's oisamin. Anything that had to do with that bone that got stuck in you. Omaniach leyal kut koden, put it on top of your head. Volei malei hochi, and say like this. Volei mahochi, chad chad nochis, go down one by one. Bolan swallow, bolan nochis, chad chad, go down one by one. Is anybody mishum daki Murray? Somebody says this lachash to be able to make the bone get out of his throat to go down. This is not called daki Murray. This is called an emissary of war. La adre, let's say somebody has a drashi etzem shodag, a bonefish that's stuck in his mouth. Is le mahochi niyatzosa kemachet, you're stuck like a needle. Ninolesa kitris, you're stuck closed up like the shutters. Shaya Shaya. Strasha Shaya means Lachashu. Red. Go down. He's do this. This is a chlorophore. And this is Mutter. But Alocha, we hold, Eskapaskan, anything you do that has a Mishum Rafu, you're doing it for the purpose of healing yourself, there's no Issa. There's no Issa of Daki Murray. Even though it's only a Lachash, like we had before, you're only saying a different type of Dibur, or a different type of Psukim, not a real Rafu you're taking, still it doesn't have an Issa of Daki Murray, Aviya Kagon is Mishum Rafu. Sati Gemara. But these are Bosunsi cases, that's also to say Mishum Daki Murray. Ho'ime God Gedi. Rashi means his mazel. Someone say I should have a good mazel.